It's that time. Welcome to the Friday Feature Interview of the Week on WNCW. It's presented by Ingles Markets, offering organic and prepared foods, a pharmacy, bakery, salad bar, and more. Music runs through about everything our guest this morning includes in his life, not just the enjoyment for himself, but making a difference for others. That can mean benefiting needs, individuals, and so on. That includes teaching guitar to students at Asheville Middle School, where he's a teacher. Our guest is Joe Hooten. Joe, welcome to the Friday Feature.
Good morning, Paul. Thank you for having me.
Joe, go ahead and tell us about yourself, your music, and Tin Roof Echo.
Well, thank you. I am, first and foremost, an eighth grade middle school social studies teacher. I've been doing that since 1998. I will say that music has been a huge part of my life since I'm very little, but I do play in a couple of local bands here in Asheville. One is a project called Tin Roof Echo, which is primarily me, singer-songwriter. And then I also play in a punk band called Pink Eye. And that's been actually a whole lot of fun, too, to dive into that side of music, to scratch that itch there.
The main conversation I want to have to you today deals with guitars in the classroom. But before we get to that, you were also involved in Helene Recovery, weren't you?
I was. My other musical peers in the Asheville area got together. And we were trying to figure out a way that we could make a difference immediately following Helene. And so we decided to try to put together a compilation album. And we called it Caverns of Gold. And this was to directly benefit beloved Asheville. So we did pretty good with this. I think we got about 270 bands to contribute a track, all the way up to REM, all the way down to all the local folks in the West North Carolina area. And we raised $20,000 that went directly to beloved. So that was a small impact on the recovery process for sure.
So you mentioned a moment ago that you teach social studies at Asheville Middle School. Let's now jump to something else you've been doing, and that is teaching students to play the guitar. How did this come about?
Well, I would say ever since I've been teaching, I've kept a low-budget, beginner, entry-level guitar in my classroom. And it really starts with kids that have never had an opportunity to actually pick up a guitar and start strumming it. And it's interesting because the kids know that they can, as long as they ask permission, they can go over and grab the guitar anytime and strum away. And so I started thinking, wouldn't it be great if I could actually put some guitars in these kids' hands that wouldn't necessarily have the opportunity to do so? And so that's where this idea came from, to start collecting guitars and putting them in kids' hands.
From reading your material and talking to you prior to our interview, I know you've got a passion. I know that you actually feel that this could be life-changing for many of these students who could participate in a guitar class.
You know, it's interesting to see all different types of kids gravitating towards picking up a stringed instrument like a guitar, and then seeing the look on their face when they start to make some music with it. And that is pretty heartwarming. But, you know, I think can really inspire kids. You know, there's a little bit of an element of creating some self-confidence. There's, you know, might tap into some of their creativity or their instincts there, or it just simply makes them happy to play an instrument, and then to actually have their own instrument. That's the big thing. It's like actually letting them take one home and seeing the look on their face when they say, "This is mine, really?" So it's been a worthwhile project.
What you just said leads me to my next question, Joe. As the guitar course grows and there's more participants, I understand there will be a need for more guitars, of course, and you're looking for possible donations. And it's not about the value of the guitar. Does it matter if it's maybe slightly damaged or just simply sitting in a closet getting dusty?
Any type of string instrument. This could include guitars, electric guitars, bass, guitars. If they're functional or fixable, dings, scratches, you know, entry level, beginner models, anything like that, I can guarantee you 100% I can put them in the hands of a deserving child. I've been going around actually picking some up. Folks have been dropping them off at Asheville Middle School, and we can supply that address here in a little bit. But as soon as I get them, I try to almost immediately put them into kids' hands. And so during the summer, my plan is to gather up as many as I can. And then when the school year starts in August, start distributing them again to the students.
I'm calling this Friday feature Guitars in the Classroom. Our guest is Joe Hooten, who's at Asheville Middle School. You're listening to WNCW's Friday feature. Joe, I got to ask you, what have been the reactions of students who were able to be in a guitar class so far from the recent school year?
That's one of the fun things is sometimes at lunch we will gather up and kids will sit around and I'll teach them a couple of chords and maybe even I'll try to sing, although I embarrass myself quite easily all the time in front of the students when I'm doing my lessons anyways, but we'll sing some songs and just have a good time with it. For many of those students, it's the first time they've had any kind of experience creating music. And we all know how powerful that is. I mean, just listening to music is a powerful thing, but actually creating it and making it, that's a whole nother level there. And when kids start to experience that, they get that bug. They feel it and they want more of it. That's what led me to go from, you know, playing music with kids in the classroom to actually wanting to get them instruments and put them in their hands.
I really like what I'm hearing. I think all of us at WNCW can support more future musicians in our region that possibly might even, who knows, make the airwaves of WNCW someday from a guitar class with one Joe Hooten. Joe, for those that would like to contribute to the calls, maybe they just want to drop it off at the school, give the school address, give an email and other contact information for yourself.
Yes, sir. Paul, I really appreciate WNCW's support on this. For anybody that wants to get involved in this project, you can drop off instruments at Asheville Middle School, and that's located at 211 South French Broad Street in downtown Asheville, North Carolina. My email address is joseph.hooten@acsgmail.net. You can reach out to me directly. If you live outside of the Asheville area, I'm happy to coordinate with you and come pick up instruments from you. The more instruments, the better. And I think we'll have some really happy students. I can guarantee you that.
Musician, songwriter, and let's not forget guitar and social studies teacher at Asheville Middle School, Joe Hooten. Yeah. Thank you for joining us on the Friday feature.
Awesome, Paul. Thank you so much.
Ingles Markets presents the Friday feature every Friday morning here on WNCW. Past editions available as a podcast at WNCW.org. Enjoy your weekend. I'm Paul.